Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. Now, selling internationally is a no-brainer these days with the global shipping program, and here now to discuss the fall seller updates and how they relate to changes in the global shipping program is Aparna. Aparna Lahiri, manager of eBay's global shipping program. And with Aparna is Dallas Rosell. He's the product manager as well. So, Aparna, let's just start right off with what changes are happening to global shipping program with this update?
Sure. So with this current update, what we're doing is we're making global shipping program a feature of the site. And as a feature of the site, it won't need sellers to enroll to have their listing be attached to the global shipping program.
So you have to actually go to a page and opt in, and then the little checkbox appears over international selling. So you're saying you won't need to do that anymore.
Exactly. If a seller's listing is eligible for the global shipping program, mm-hmm. in 10 English-speaking countries, the global shipping program will attach a fully landed cost, which is the international priority shipping, as well as all customs and duties paid. It will attach that fully landed cost to the eligible listing.
So sellers
don't have to enroll to have this feature now.
But now some sellers, based on price, will make a decision, I don't want this in global shipping. I'm only selling it for $15 and it's
right.
too expensive. Can they still opt out then?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sellers
per item.
Have all control.
Per item. A seller always has a control to...
Absolutely.
Okay, it's good to know. What else is changing? That seems like that's a pretty big one, but what else?
So what we're doing with this update is since it is a new feature to the site, this will only be applicable for buyers in the 10 English-speaking countries.
So not the full list.
Not the full list, but the listings will show up in the 10 English-speaking countries. However, do have the option to open up the listings to all GSP, all the 60 GSP countries that we have available.
So how will that look? Because right now that I don't see that option available to me on the sell form. How does that work?
We're rolling these changes out sometime late September.
Yes.
So once these changes are completed, the seller will see an option which will have a button which says, I would like to ship or sell to all 60 GSP eligible countries.
So this is a great opportunity to make a distinction here, because I think this is unclear to a lot of sellers. If you're not opted into the global shipping program, your items may or may not appear on those different international sites, correct?
If it's a GSP eligible listing.
If I've unchecked the box,
right,
does that mean that on those websites the item's not going to show up?
Exactly, that is correct.
So checking the box at least gives me that visibility that might not be there otherwise, unless they search worldwide. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right, so I want to make... So Dennis,
but you don't have to do global shipping program for everything you have.
No, you don't. You can turn on... So once this feature is live, all your eligible listings will have the global shipping feature attached to
it. Okay, so this makes a little more sense to me. And it seems to me it would be a compelling reason to opt in for global shipping wherever possible, because you get exposure you wouldn't get otherwise.
That is correct. Sellers will now have their listings get more coverage to 10 countries. If they would like, they could increase the visibility to 60 countries. So more buyers, more potential buyers are seeing your listings. More potential buyers will have the opportunity to buy from these sellers with confidence, because it's being shipped via the global shipping program.
So I want to tell people before we continue also, because we'll be taking calls for the rest of the show on the changes to the global shipping program, that you can call in at 888, I'm looking for the number, 888-723-4630. You think I'd have it memorized, but I don't. 888-723-4630. Why? What are you laughing?
We got this message on the chat board.
Yes, go ahead.
I've never offered adult movies outside of the USA.
Oh, geez.
But under recommendations for item specifics, I'm not getting warnings about not being able to offer it.
Well... So Dallas,
Royal PITA to edit each and every one of the adult movies.
If you want to be on the air, you have to actually talk in the mic, sorry. So this is Dallas Rosell. Hi, Dallas.
Hi. So to my understanding, the adult categories are not currently supported in the global shipping program.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, and that is because there are a lot of regional,
you never know,
and regional restrictions around
the world.
Yeah, there's some places where this could get you
Saudi Arabia.
Well, I think that, yeah.
Really? I mean,
yeah. So I'm not sure. Was this Bev, by the way? Was this Bev asking the question?
This was Bev.
I figured. So Bev, if you have a specific question, feel free to write in or call us.
I think our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30.
Aparna seems eager to...
Or you can click on the Contact Us link. It just gave me a smile.
Yeah, it would have. Yeah.
Beverly gives me a smile anyway. So
we talked about everyone will... you don't have to enroll to have the option available to per item to add to the GSP program. We talked about offering just to those 10 countries if you're not opted in. Or you, and it soon will be the option for all. We're up to 60 countries now.
That's correct.
Wow. How's that? Before I ask you the next question, you can move that thing.
It's okay.
It's pretty
sturdy. Today we've gotten rid of all the restrictions on sound.
Right. So adding a country to the list, how difficult is that? What is it? What do you have to go through?
What does the program have to go through?
Yeah, I mean, the folks who manage the program, you can't just add a country. There's obviously some negotiations.
So there's, a ton of work happens. So I don't, we probably should recap what the Global Shipping Program is for sellers
idea.
Who
yeah, sure.
don't know. So with the Global Shipping Program, if a buyer buys a listing, buys an item that is eligible for the Global Shipping Program, what the seller sees is a ship to address to our U.S. shipping center in Kentucky. The buyer makes the purchase. The seller then takes the item, ships it to our shipping center in Kentucky. The Global Shipping Program then kicks in and takes care of everything from there on. So all documentation, customs, paperwork, the final international leg of the delivery also included. So back to your question about what does it take for the business to roll out into a new country. So there's a lot of legal work that happens on the legal side. So we look at, we need to work into the logic, you know, what listings are supported to be shipped into some certain countries. There's a lot of customs and import compliance work that needs to be happened. So our U.S. shipping center needs to ramp up on that front, saying, okay, these are items that are eligible. So our databases need to be updated. Our logic needs to be updated. The way we do paperwork for that particular country needs to be updated. And then the final thing is the negotiations that happen with the last mile carriers. So
yes.
We have a huge network of last mile carriers that we work with, and we are constantly working with them to negotiate better prices so that our buyers get the best prices when they buy on eBay.
Oh, that's good.
And we have a question from a new seller.
Yes, go ahead.
Mary in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, known on eBay as Mary's_World, says about global shipping. I'm getting back into eBay and would like to try global shipping. I'm just unsure. Is all I have to do is when I create my listing, I check international shipping?
So right now, so the updates we're talking about are going to be rolled out towards the end of September. But if you would like to start selling internationally right now, just
with global shipping,
with the global shipping program, yeah. Just go to ebay.com/GSP. You will then be able to enroll into the program. The global shipping program will scan your listings and will attach itself to listings that are eligible.
Right. So if it's not an eligible listing by category, the option won't show up. It's, and I've seen it actually says this item doesn't qualify. So you can't, am I correct? Right.
That's correct.
Dallas.
And so after scanning your active listings, do you see what's eligible? If you list another listing, then essentially what Mary said is exactly correct. There would be a checkbox after you've enrolled in the program. It would be checked by default to sell internationally through the Global Shipping Program.
Okay.
Mary, thank you for that question. And we have another question on the chat board.
Sure.
Why on earth would eBay hide my listings to international countries I've done business with for years successfully? I take care of those customers, handle any problems, and probably take care of them better than they would be if going through the GSP. And why am I now penalized?
Well, so I think what the person means is that we were in the discussion we were having before is that their items won't show up on those specific international sites, correct? So if you're not in GSP and somebody is in, let's say, France, and they're searching eBay, in France, your item doesn't automatically show up unless they search worldwide, correct?
So let me clarify on that point. If a seller doesn't ship through the global shipping program, but they specify shipping services to different countries around the world,
yeah,
their items will surface on those other sites.
On those other sites, yes. Okay, great.
Yeah, I think what we're talking about is a situation where the seller has not specified global shipping. They've specified shipping services to the U.S., and they haven't specified anywhere else, but they don't exclude other places around the world. That means your item can still be purchased worldwide, but it won't be surfaced in worldwide searches.
Right. So in order to have it surfaced in those particular countries, the country has to be indicated as a country to which you'll ship.
Yes, and the shipping service and price needs to be provided up front.
Okay, that makes that right. So it's either calculated or flat rate price has to be.
Yep, correct.
Okay, that makes sense. So I hope that clarifies. I didn't mean to scare someone into thinking their listings aren't appearing.
Yeah, because I was nervous about that too.
Yeah. I know there used to be a promotion we had where you paid an extra dime or so or 50 cents to have your item show up on the UK site. Remember that? No? Okay, well, that was a different thing. Right. We're going to take a short break in about a minute, but we have two segments left where we'll be taking calls on this particular topic of the Fall Seller Update 2014. And we're here with Aparna Lahiri. She's the manager of eBay's Global Shipping Program, and she's being joined by a colleague, Dallas Rossell, who's also product manager on Global Shipping Program. This segment was sponsored by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. And up next, we'll continue with the open phone. So call us now here at 888-723-4630. We'll see you in a moment right after this here on eBay Radio.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's endicia.com/eBay Radio.
Sometimes it becomes clear when you're product sourcing that you need to fish in a new pond. BidOnFusion.com is looking for those few savvy power sellers who recognize a great new fishing opportunity when they see one. BidOnFusion.com is America's largest wholesale resource for bulk closeout lots from major retailers such as Walmart and Home Depot, along with customer returns and overstocked inventory. BidOnFusion has the widest variety of goods available to eBay sellers. You'll find great new inventory auctions going for pennies on the dollar against full retail, historically available to only large-scale liquidators. Choose from appliances, general merchandise, power tools, home entertainment, building materials, home improvement lots, and more, all bundled into premium pallets. We constantly offer new inventory every day. Check us out often. Go to BidOnFusion.com. There's some big fish waiting.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by CabbageOfTheK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. We're discussing the fall seller updates to the global shipping program with Aparna Lahiri. She's the manager of the GSP program, and with her colleague, product manager Dallas Rosell. Am I saying Rosell or Rosell?
Rosell,
okay. They're here to hear from you at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. But I had two areas I wanted to discuss in the next, we have two segments. One was, because there's some confusion about these, seller protections for GSP items, how they work. And then after that, I'd love to talk about what the buyer perspective, what the international buyer sees for an item that's in GSP, how we promote it, what information we provide, and so on. So let's talk a little bit about seller protections. How is a seller protected when they ship an item through the global shipping program?
Thanks, Griff. Yeah, so that's a good question, and the intent is to make sure that the seller has a domestic transaction, right? That their obligation is to get the item in good shape to the global shipping center at the in a reasonable amount of time.
And so that center is currently in Kentucky.
Correct. So the expectation for the seller is that you upload tracking within your handling time, specified handling time, and get the order to the shipping center within approximately 4 days. If you do that, you're protected from negative DSRs for ship time. Also, actually, you're eligible for a 5-star automatic DSR. If the buyer leaves you a DSR, then their only option is to leave you a 5 because you've done a good job.
Okay, good.
Additionally, we do get some feedback occasionally about cases where the seller has to cancel the order after it's been placed, and that can lead to a defect.
Sure.
Now, there are scenarios where the seller may not have specified the weight and dimensions of the item prior to the order being placed, and then they realize this is too big to send to the shipping center. It's just going to get caught at the hub and won't be able to ship forward. So they do the right thing and cancel the order with the buyer. However, the concern is that then they receive a defect. That does happen, but they can contact us and have that manually removed.
Yeah, because there might be some confusion here. Even though it's an international sale, that first leg is considered domestic.
Correct.
So that will count on your U.S. performance standards.
It actually counts towards your global defect rate, not your U.S.
Oh, not your U.S. Okay,
no,
so that's
US.
That's not as onerous then.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
The other question about seller protection is what happens, what are the seller's liabilities and responsibilities for a package after it leaves Kentucky and is on its way to its international destination? Should something go wrong? Now, I'm not sure this is the case, but I've been told that every item at the Global Shipping Program is at least examined when it arrives.
Not every item is examined. We do open most packages. A lot of this is to make sure that we have the right information about the item that's going to be exported.
Sure.
Particularly, the country of manufacture is an important piece of information to provide in customs documentation. A lot of times that's not provided up front. When we do need to get that information, we'll make sure to take the item out and find the actual country of manufacture.
Sure.
Not everything requires being taken out of the box or even opened. But a good deal of the packages are opened, at least.
So what happens in a case where the buyer claims they got a damaged item?
Yep. The seller is only responsible for getting the item to the U.S. shipping center.
Okay.
If it is damaged or lost in transit to the Kentucky or to the buyer's location, the buyer does need to file a claim with eBay. That claim, however, will be adjudicated as not the seller's fault. The buyer will receive their money back. The seller will keep the money they receive for the order.
So in the cases, and this is good information, so in a case where this has happened with a global shipping item and a case has been opened, the seller should do nothing. They get a case opened, but they should do nothing, right?
They should do nothing. If they feel the need to contact somebody about it, they can talk to our customer support team and let them know this was a global shipping program transaction that was damaged in transit, lost in transit.
But that should be already included in the case. We should know that, right?
Yeah, they don't need to do anything.
Okay, good.
And it will be taken care of by our customer support team.
Because I've had some sellers that tell me, I've seen this at least twice where a seller said this has happened and I've immediately refunded the money, but of course the refund doesn't include all the shipping because eBay took that. What am I supposed to do? And the answer is don't refund.
That's absolutely correct.
Right. So wait until that case is played out.
Yep.
And now this is different from item not described, though, correct?
That's correct. So sellers are still responsible for providing the right item as
exactly,
described.
Yeah.
And so that, you know, the buyer may receive the item and say, this is not the item that I ordered, not the right, you know, right item or not as described, condition is different, whatever. That is still up to the seller to provide the right item at the correct condition that they've described.
Okay.
And I also wanted to mention that those scenarios I had discussed about damaged or lost in transit, in those cases and where the seller's not accountable, even though a claim has been filed, ratings will be descored from their overall defect rate.
Yeah. So there is some protection there.
Yep.
So, Aparna, we talked a little bit off the air about buyer perspective, and I know I've actually made the effort to figure out what my listings look like in various international countries. It wasn't, you know, you have to do a little searching. You have to take the item number, go directly to the item site, type the number in. But it was informative to me because I could see not only what was on the item page, which is interesting information, by the way, but also how my item stacked up in price overall based on other items that are similar. So, I found just for me, for my items, because they're not readily available in most international sites, that even with the higher price of the customs and duties added on, I still make sales because you know, they want the items. So it's something every seller has to make a determination for themselves. My shirts are less than $40, most of them. But what are some of the things that a seller should know about what a buyer sees when their listings appear, their global shipping program listings appear on that site?
So when a buyer searches for an item, they first see, search results. On the search results page, what they'll see is a piece of text which says international priority shipping and customs charges. That is usually indicative that item is eligible to be shipped through the global shipping program. When they click on the item and they are looking at the details of the item on the view items page, what they will see is that this item is going to be shipped to them through the global shipping program. They will see a fully landed cost, a fully landed estimate, if you will.
Right.
So they see the actual price of the item. They see the cost to ship domestically, for the seller to ship domestically to the U.S. shipping center in Kentucky. They then see the GSP piece of the charge, which is the international priority shipping cost, and then they see the import charges. And what we do at this point is let the buyer know that the import charges will be confirmed at checkout. What we're trying to do is tell the buyer that what you pay at checkout is all you will ever pay for shipping. There's no additional customs or import charges that will be charged to you when the item shows up at your door.
Okay.
So the next thing is, again, at checkout, we will do the same thing. We confirm the import charges, we confirm the final international shipping charge, and they see a fully landed estimate.
Is this different for auction listings? Because in an auction, you don't know what the final price is going to be until it's over.
That's right. So in an auction, there's an estimate provided. When the buyer places a bid, it will let them know what the import charges are at the current max bid price that they're placing.
But at the max bid price?
Correct.
Oh, that's so that if they're outbid, they don't have to worry about it. But it's the most, they may pay less.
Right.
But that's the most they'll have to pay. Okay, that's important.
We have a phone call from Bev.
Yes, Bev.
In Chicago, Illinois, known on eBay as Video Town. And Bev's the one who called in or who wrote in about the adult stuff. Hey, Bev, how you doing?
Okay. About a week ago, under recommended items specifics, I started getting notes saying I may be in violation of eBay policy. Items are not allowed to be shipped with the global shipping program. And I've never used it for any adult. I've never shipped any adult international. But what they make you do, you can't even bulk edit these things. You've got to do them one by one by one and say no global shipping, no alternative. And I figured if this started a week ago and I get 10 to 15 a day based on the amount of adults stuff we have, I've got another 3 weeks to go through before they get to the bottom of my list.
This is Dallas. I just, first of all, this sounds a little strange to me. I don't expect this to be happening. First, like I said, we don't actually support any of the adult categories, so no listing should be impacted by Global Shipping Program policy. I'm wondering if there's a way I can get some example listings somehow here. Do we have an email?
The best way is to take it offline. If you don't want to give your email address for any reason, I can have Bev email me and I'll forward it to you.
Okay.
So Bev has my email address. Bev, send it to me and I'll forward it to Dallas and team.
And the other thing I wanted to add is that there is a feature within my eBay called Bulk Edit and Relist that does allow you to, in bulk, edit.
Not for this. It's okay. Not. It works for many, many things. For this, no.
Can I ask, are you just trying to disable or take these listings out of the Global Shipping Program?
Well, I didn't have them in to begin with.
Okay.
It's very strange. We need to take. We'll take this one off air and have Dallas and his team look at it. Bev, thanks for calling.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
Lee.
Yes.
Do we have any other contact us? Or
we do not at this point.
All right. So if you have a question about GSP, here's your chance to ask it. Aparna and Dallas are waiting for your call, as are we, 888-723-4630. We would love to hear from you. And we're going to take a short break before that, so we'll be right back after this with our last segment for the day. This open phone segment was brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Coming up, today's final open phone segment with Aparna and Dallas here at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Next, here on eBay Radio.
You know what you want to do. Share your items with the world on social networks like Pinterest and Facebook. You want to get in front of that 1.5 billion people. Social Beacon from PageMage can help. Perhaps you don't know where to start, or maybe you did start but don't know what to do next, or even if it's working. As social media has grown, so has the research on what works for online sellers, and we are here to help. Built for marketplace sellers, new Social Beacon from PageMage lets you promote your listings on social networks, giving you real-time metrics so you'll know what works. Social Beacon saves you time with simultaneous and scheduled posts. And with Social Beacon's guidance, you'll be a successful social marketer and not a listing spammer. And it's free. You can share your first item in 5 minutes. To learn more about Social Beacon, go to PageMage.com. And did we mention it's free?
Here's a smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
When considering whether to use a single or double-ply box to ship your items, here's a basic rule of thumb. Add together the length, width, and depth of your box in inches. If it totals 75 inches or less and your item is less than 30 pounds, a single-ply box will do. Heavy-duty double-walled boxes can handle up to twice that, and you'll need pressure-sensitive tape or 60-pound grade water-activated tape at least 2 inches wide to reinforce the seams at the top and bottom of the box. Don't skimp on the tape. Whether a single or double ply box, more tape is usually better. It helps ensure your shipments arrive in one piece, literally.
This tip is brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Go to ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 276.
You have a niche and you need to source product. Where do you go? What do you do? Sunita Rai is known on eBay as top-rated seller Shry KH4. She has another tip for sourcing product.
Look up wholesale suppliers. Type in Google wholesale supplier of your item and see what comes up. Research them carefully because not all are equal. And the nice thing about like buying, you know, whether it's wholesale or liquidation stuff, is that you get multiple quantities of the same item. So that really helps because you list one time and you have 10 of the same item and it makes your life so much easier.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
And- And now, more of eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. We're waiting for your call. Here's your host, Griff.
And today's final segment is brought to you by BidOn Fusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. We're here to take your calls in this last segment. I'm speaking with Aparna Lahiri, manager of the Global Shipping Program, and with her is her colleague, product manager Dallas Rossell. Dallas, you used to be in Salt Lake?
I did. I was there for 7 years.
And you've come back. You've come here from Salt Lake?
I came here from Salt Lake.
And what do you think?
I like my job, yeah. It's been a good progression.
Salt Lake, San Jose, Salt Lake.
They're not comparable. Salt Lake City is my hometown.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. There's many nice. I lived there for 4 years. There's many wonderful things about Salt Lake that were surprising.
Yeah.
Surprising for me because I've never been there, so I had no expectations, and I was delighted to find for real estate cheaper, Wasatch Mountains. Beautiful Southern Colorado. People are so friendly.
Absolutely.
And so helpful. I know why we put our customer support center there. People are just really eager to make other people's lives happy.
So Woody Land wants you to know that there is a place that says listing upgrades, under listing upgrades.
Yeah, on TurboLister.
You can click on international site visibility.
Yeah. That's still there. TurboLister has not been updated.
It's a different thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we've talked about it on the air before that TurboLister probably won't be around for forever. Let's just say that. But there'll be other tools, hopefully, to take its place. When it comes to the Global Shipping Program, you guys talk to customers as well, I'm assuming, yes? Who wants to speak first?
Yes, we do.
So what are some of the most common concerns that you hear from sellers who aren't opted in, and how do you address them?
I think the primary concern that most sellers have are around protections. So let's say I ship an item and it doesn't reach the buyer. What am I responsible for?
Yeah.
If my item gets damaged along the way, what happens? And when we do get a chance to speak to them and explain the Global Shipping Program to them in depth and in detail, they almost always sign up.
So is there something in our messaging and promotion that we're missing? Because we can't really talk individually to every seller in the world.
That is correct. So, in messaging is something that we look at continuously, especially as the program grows. Even when I started on the team, we didn't have as many countries as we do right now. So as the program evolves, our messaging is also becoming a lot more robust. We've done a ton of seller surveys, interviews, and we're rolling out a lot of new messaging. We're doing a lot of new education programs that will hit the scene in a couple of months.
Oh, good.
And so we're rolling out content in a big way through web content, through videos, through FAQs. And we are trying really, really hard to make the program really easy to understand for our sellers. But I think answer your question, what is the seller's biggest concern is, well, I ship this item and God forbid it doesn't reach the buyer in the time or in the condition that it's supposed to. Well, am I on the hook? And the answer is no.
Right. So that's an important distinction.
Yes.
What about categories that aren't eligible? Does that change over time? I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I know I listed an antique oriental rug and I was not able to use GSP because it's under the antiques category, I assume. But there's a worldwide trade in oriental rugs. Will that change over time?
Yeah, so this is something that we're constantly trying to work on enabling as much as we can without creating problems in terms of what we can support. So for the oriental rugs category, I would actually think that that might have been a size and dimensions issue. So the rugs may not actually be too heavy, but the dimensional weight of the packages may be too big overall for that category.
Sure.
So this is also something that we have to work with the category team
of
to
course.
Let them know maybe we can cut the categories a different way so that some of these oriental rugs can be acceptable and others maybe
right, because a 3x5 mat can be I mean, I can roll that up and stick it in a box, but you're right. An 8x10 carpet's going to be, there's no way to make that small.
Absolutely.
That makes sense. So those are some of the reasons why some categories aren't.
Yep, exactly.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out, because I personally, I love the program. I think it's great. My buyers who have bought shirts from me love it. It doesn't work for everyone. There is a price point for some people that they've tested and said, hey, my sales have dropped internationally, so I went back. But that's okay, right?
We're absolutely.
Yeah. So it's an option that's available. Option if you need it. If you've never tested it, check it out. I want to thank you both for coming.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thanks so much.
I think you did really well for your first time on the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Really.
Hopefully you'll be back. When we have GSP to talk about, you'll come back?
Absolutely. Fantastic.
So if you haven't read it yet, please go to the announcement board. Check the links that'll take you to the information for today's announcement for our fall seller update of 2014. Please read through everything, especially the FAQs. I find a lot of folks kind of ignore those. They're in the bottom. A lot of the most common questions will be answered there, and you'll gain a lot of insight into what's changing, what's different, what changes you might have to make, and what will be a benefit to you and may not be a benefit to you, but at least you'll be on your toes, so you have to know all the information. This segment of our last segment of the hour was brought to you by Bid on Fusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. We'll be live again on August 13th with the eBay Town Hall. That's 3:30.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, it's tomorrow, August 13th, 3:30 to 5 p.m. Pacific. And then, of course, we'll be back on Thursday with our regular show. That's August 14th, the eBay Radio Ask Griffin Lee show from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific. Our chief engineer and audio archives manager is John Sell. eBay Radio's guest producer is Melissa DeMille. Our phone screener and greeter is Donna Freer-Lyons. eBetsy is our script writer and chatboard moderator. And the man standing over there with the tux, looking very dapper, is Frank Caesar. He's our voice extraordinaire. We'll see you on the town hall tomorrow. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's Terapeak.com.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares and give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Of all the hats you wear, the bookkeeper hat might be the trickiest. Outright is simply the best online solution for eBay sellers, saving you time, tracking all your sales and expenses in one place, automatically. With Outright, you know daily who's buying and what your profits are, state by state, in all your online stores and accounts. And the bookkeeping nightmare, with all your transactions organized in the same place by Outright, free in the App Center. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot.
Listen up, Droid users. Now you can hear eBay Radio live wherever you are with the eBay Radio Android app. Never miss another broadcast. Just go to Google Play Store and search for eBay Radio, all one word. Then download the eBay Radio app for free. It will stream the show live right on your Android mobile device. That's eBay Radio, all one word, in the Google Play Store. Download the app, then call in and tell us where and how you're listening.